we want to protect our people in the downtown area, so it'd be helpful if they get out of the way of the police and can do a 10 o'clock curfew. We really feel strongly we can handle this issue if we have the ability to do the things we need to do. We have a lot of outside people in here. We don't have our local people doing this. This is other people doing it to our community. So please let our police be able to do what they need to do and get into your apartment or house and leave us alone. Let us get this taken care of.
What for those people that don't understand it, what does a state of emergency mean? What does it allow people to do?
Well, the problem with the state of emergency, what you're trying to tell people, this is something in which we do not want fires downtown. We do not want to have issues in which we cannot get to the citizens that live downtown to protect them and protect their businesses. So the state of emergency says, as signed off by the governor, is that we can, in a sense, declare you need to have a curfew and go home now because we are in a state in which we need to take control so that we're able to get people safe.
Mayor Mahoney is our guest here on our continuous coverage of what's happening in downtown Fargo. Mayor, we had so many reports of the great job that law enforcement has done throughout all of this. Not the least of was the protest that went on earlier. These two completely different worlds. We've spoke to individuals that came from out of state. Is that what law enforcement is telling you as well, that this is not Fargo people that's doing this?
Well, you know, Joel, this morning I went out and talked to people and met with the people, asked their concerns. They came to our Fargo Police Department. We felt we were going to have a very volatile time, and we were able to defuse that. Very pleased. I said, okay, this is nonviolent. This is fine. You guys said you made your point. We had great discussions with a variety of people. Mayor Judd was fantastic. And then this thing just kept going and going and going and started percolating. And then we got the message on Instagram, we're going to burn Fargo down. And that really upset me. And you're not going to burn our city down. So tell people, we've got things under control. Things will move a certain direction, but you have to give us the ability to do that.
So, Mayor, as law enforcement gets this completely under control, which, quite frankly, it's looking better as we speak, but as they do this, do they have full authority from you to do whatever they need to do?
Well, within the constraints of the laws, you know, Joel, they have to do that. But we have now help from Grand Forks, Bismarck. We have the state patrols coming in. We have sheriffs from other departments coming in. And we're getting enough manpower. We don't want to have any of the law enforcement people harmed as well. So what we're doing now is continuing to assemble a team to help settle things down. And as I look at the cameras in downtown, things are settling down. I'm very pleased. People are getting out of the way. And that's what they need to do.